In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the Western Governors Association meets this week, and high on the agenda is how to prevent and manage wildfires. On the federal level, Interior Secretary Gail Norton doesn't agree with many Clinton-era environmental initiatives, but she does like one. The Flagstaff model. This is a wildfire prevention technique that former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt believed could protect towns on the margins of public forests. From Flagstaff, Arizona, Mitch Tyke of member station KNAU has more.
On Wednesday, Secretary Norton was in Babbitt's hometown to check out the Flagstaff model up close. What she saw was a forest that had been thinned and cleared in areas bordering the places where people live and work, the so-called urban wildland interface. But this is more than an exercise in clearing trees away from houses. It's forest restoration, bringing forests to a more natural state, one that's healthier and less prone to massive wildfires. The plan has garnered the support of many environmental groups, government agencies, private industry, and now it seems Secretary Norton.
This is a really exciting and fascinating venture here because it's providing the scientific understanding that will allow us to make better decisions for the health of our public lands in the future.
Supporters believe the forests need restoration because more than a century of fire suppression, logging old-growth trees, and overgrazing have left them overgrown, thick with the fuel that stokes wildfires.
If you do restoration, you will have, almost by definition, reduced fire risk.
Brad Ack is the program director with the Grand Canyon Trust, one of the groups developing the Flagstaff model.
But you will have also done many, many other things. Restoration deals with roads, with exotic weed invasions, with springs and hydrologic function, with meadows, and essentially the full range of ecological functions and processes across the forest.
While the science of restoring the forests may be complicated, the results on display near Flagstaff are easy to see and understand. In one section where the forest hasn't been touched, the ground is covered with pine needles, and several centuries-old ponderosa pines stand dead or dying. A fire here would burn hot and move quickly up into the crowns of the trees, producing tremendous damage. 50 yards away, though, the trees grow much further apart, and the forest floor is alive with grasses, lupins, and thistle. It's evidence like that which leads Forest Service Chief Dale Bosworth to believe it's time to take the next step.
I think when Congress gave us some good funding to implement a national fire plan last year, it gives us a huge opportunity to move forward, but we still have to get public understanding. And these are the kind of places where you can take people out and show them so they can understand what it is we're trying to do.
Not so fast, say critics like Brian Nowicki. He's a conservation biologist with the Southwest Forest Alliance. Nowicki's afraid that in their zeal to do something about wildfires burning near cities, lawmakers will forget that forest restoration needs to be done in a way that's sensitive to each particular forest.
Primarily, what we don't want is some policy-level implementation of one specific process or method, whatever that one would be. Forest restoration needs to be done on a much more site-specific, community-by-community basis, and not just some cookie-cutter method that would be used throughout a wide area.
But federal officials, such as Forest Service Chief Bosworth, say they have no intention of rushing into anything.
I wouldn't want to imply that exactly this kind of treatment is what has to take place all over the western part of the United States in the ponderosa pine type, because you still have to look at a ecosystem by ecosystem and not try to have a one-size-fits-all apply across the country. But the concepts are the same, and we need to learn from those concepts and apply those.
Right now, the issue is one of funding. Last year's National Fire Plan provided money for some urgent projects in the urban wildland interface around several cities. It also provided $8 million to one of the groups doing the work near Flagstaff, the Ecological Restoration Institute at Northern Arizona University. Its director, Wally Covington, says it would be foolish to wait until a plan exists for every situation.
Are we going to make mistakes? You bet we're going to make mistakes. But we shouldn't make the mistake of failing to act. I'd say ecosystem medicine is about where human medicine was around 1920 or so. But we're making rapid gains. And if we just apply ourselves as a society, we're going to have the kinds of knowledge that is more analogous to what human medicine has now.
Researchers say it'll take billions of dollars to implement nationally, the kind of restoration they believe will not only save houses, but in the long run, save the forests as well. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Flagstaff, Arizona.